All of his stuff looked good, some probably too good because it was probably snug, but he was different in everything that he did. He locked up different. He locked up snug.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Snug Wrestling. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
All right, right on. What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Snug Wrestling Podcast. Welcome, fellas. How y'all doing?
Awesome. Doing good.
So we're going to switch things up here tonight because usually after the shows, we review Monday Night Raw or Friday Night SmackDown. But with the Elimination Chamber coming up this weekend, to kind of hype things up, get ourselves ready for the show, we're going to do Elimination Chamber predictions here tonight. So yeah, let's get started with this thing. And I want to start things off hot. So let's start off with the men's Elimination Chamber. We have Logan Paul, CM Punk, Drew McIntyre, John Cena, Seth Rollins, and Damian Priest. Those are the six competitors. The winner is going to go on to face Cody Rhodes at WrestleMania for the undisputed WWE Championship. So who wants to go first?
Me?
I think I saw Mr. Blood's hand go up first, yeah. So let's go with Mr. Blood.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. First off, stack chamber. The work rate in that chamber is going to be one of legends, and John Cena's there too. But as far as it's concerned, if we're being honest, he's probably the least in-ring gifted in that entire match. But as far as concerned, he's going to bring the drama. I'm just hoping that he's not going to wrestle too safe because, you know, all the movies and crap. I just don't want it to be him bumping soft and botching it for soft sake like he did with Austin Theory at Mania. As far as I'm concerned, I think this is going to be a good match. What I'm excited about with this match is the fact that there's so much story spread across this match. You can pick a guy and he's got some history with one of the other guys in this match. I think that's going to be really cool. I definitely think John Cena's winning. I mean, it's the story that we keep hearing about that, you know, Cody versus John is the match for John's final Mania. I do not think John's winning that title at Mania. I think he's winning it much closer to the end of his run this year. However, I think that it's going to set up the old face versus the new face. Passing of the torch, he's going to put Cody over. But I think this match is going to be really good. I'm super excited to see some more story beats and cracks between Seth and Punk. That's what I'm looking forward to the most with this match. I think we're going to see a fucking car crash. Logan's going to do some crazy shit, jumping off the fucking pods or something. But I think it's going to be great. What's fun to me is to think that this is not going to be booked like how Vince would book an Elimination Chamber. So I do not see some random bullshit quick elimination. I think that these guys are going to take a long time and then no one's going to get eliminated until everyone's in the ring. And then we're going to get to see some awesome fucking setup spots, finisher spamming, like you set that shit to infinite on 2K25. And I'm really, really looking forward to this matchup. So those are my thoughts.
Yeah, most definitely. And someone said it best, too. I read a comment, and I can't remember the person's name that commented, said, Triple H is booking some pretty unpredictable stuff here. I mean, yes, John Cena is in the Elimination Chamber. Yes, he's like, it makes more sense for him to win, but I have a feeling that it's not going to be John Cena.
Do you think they're going to swerve us and that they fed a fake story to the dirt sheets?
Yeah, dude, that's what I'm hoping, man, because the same thing happened at the Royal Rumble. Everyone expected John Cena to win. That didn't happen.
Or Punk, yeah.
Or, you know.
You're right. I mean, the question is, if not Cena, kind of has to be Punk, doesn't it?
Well, it has to be Punk. That's who I got to win this one, CM Punk. I'm going for that. Okay. I feel like I've been waiting for many, many years to see CM Punk main event WrestleMania, and I want to see him go against Cody. That's just my personal preference, but man, it's just, we have a whole year of this John Cena farewell tour or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So why does it have to be this WrestleMania?
Because I think it's the biggest match he could possibly, I think it's the biggest possible match he could absolutely have for his last ever Mania.
Yeah, so on top of that, you got all these other competitors too that would be good, I think, to face Cody Rhodes at WrestleMania, even down to Logan Paul. I mean, people.
No.
Oh, God.
Get bottom of the list.
Well,
man,
that's the thing. People don't like Logan Paul. He is at the bottom of the list, but.
That's why he'd be such a surprise win.
He would be a surprise win, and also a major heel like Logan Paul. He would get so much heat if Logan Paul, listen, Logan Paul is going to main event WrestleMania. Maybe not one this day. Year, but one day he will. So
I just feel like the fans would turn on it. They would absolutely turn on it if that was the match they decided.
One day for sure.
When John Cena, Cody is right there, or Cody Punk is right there, I feel like the fans would fucking turn on that fucking match as soon as it starts.
That we are completely forgetting about.
What?
The fucking favor.
The favor. Oh! I it could turn into a triple threat.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
I don't know how I would feel about that, but I want to hear more about that, Tommy, but I'm going to finish my thoughts with I'm not going for predictability for Elimination Chamber. I want to see Punk win it. Sorry, Cena fans, but I don't want to see John Cena at WrestleMania this year. Tommy, let's go.
It's his last one.
As Blood said, it's his last one.
I stand by my comments.
There is no WrestleMania after this. There is no maybe next year. It has to be this one. I think the final two will be Punk and Cena. Those two have and honestly either one, but I think Cena will be the one to win it.
I would love them for a final two.
All right. Toxic and then Knight.
Okay. Originally I had three picks. Now I have four. And I'm gonna list them all who I think is most likely. Rollins. Him and Cody have had a lot of history. If it wasn't for Seth being in the Shield attire at WrestleMania 40 in Roman and Cody's match, and Roman didn't hit Seth because he wasn't out there, he would have retained the championship. So Seth really owes, or Cody owes Seth something. So either he doesn't win and it becomes a triple threat because Cody feels bad for Seth in some way because he did help him, or he wins the Elimination Chamber and goes and faces Cody. My other picks, CM Punk. Imagine this. Final two, Punk and Seth. Punk calls in the favor, and the favor was Paul Heyman convincing Roman Reigns to help CM Punk win the Elimination Chamber by screwing Seth over. Like, the door is open. Roman runs in, spears Seth, and Punk wins.
That sets up Roman v. Seth at Mania.
Mm-hmm. My third pick is Cena, because how else do you book him at WrestleMania? I mean, I could see him going for the Intercontinental Championship, but we've already decided that it's going to be Braun. We've already thought that it's going to be Braun versus Sheamus. And there's no point in putting him against Shinsuke Nakamura, because it's most likely that it's going to be Jimmy. That's what I think.
Or Knight for that one.
Or Knight, yeah.
I like the way you think, Toxic.
Yeah, Toxic.
And my last pick?
Yeah.
My last pick is Damian Priest.
Oh!
Ever since Priest came over to SmackDown, we've been seeing interactions between Cody and Damian, and they've had a lot of history with the whole Cody, Jay, Seth, Sammy, Randy, and versus the Judgment Day storyline at War Games 2023.
That's true.
So those four I see winning the chamber. I don't see Drew McIntyre and Logan Paul because one, fuck Logan Paul, and two, and two, McIntyre doesn't need another Elimination Chamber win. He's won last year. He won the one to retain his title during the pandemic era, so he doesn't need another Elimination Chamber win.
We're just kidding, Logan. We love you here in Snug Wrestling.
Nah, fuck Logan. You know what this is? This is you cooking. This is you cooking. You seasoned that shit and then you stirred that shit. Half black part of me knows you invited that cookout.
Shout out to Joshua Barnes on the comments says, I don't see Cena winning at Mania, but he will win the chamber. Maria also agrees that Toxic is cooking. So shout out to you guys. Thank you guys for the comments.
I actually think that Logan will be the first one out. There's a big group, and I've said this before, he kind of has to save himself for March 24th when he goes head-to-head with his fucking brother.
What if they all turn on him? They all gang up on him in the ring. Spam their finishers just to get him out of there because he's the outsider, right? He's the arrogant, humble outsider who's been insulting all of them for weeks and weeks and months. What if they just go, you know what, Logan? Take the night off. AA! Fucking South of Heaven! Term Stop! Fucking GTS!
I just had another thought. What if the favor isn't Roman helping Punk? What if the favor is... So Paul Heyman has all these connections in between the bloodline, right?
Right, right.
And recently, we saw Zilla Fatu post on Eggs, the final piece.
Yeah.
What if Zilla Fatu screws Seth, and then that sets up Roman versus Seth in some sort of way?
I don't think Zilla Fatu... if Zilla Fatu comes to WWE, he's going to NXT.
Yeah.
But that's a conversation for another day. I have one...
I mean, they had Tama and Tonga skip the line, but...
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. I think Tama Tonga is he has more experience, more years than Zilla. Yeah. Isn't Zilla like still really fucking young, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if you ask me, it's what Tama and Tonga Loa. Mm-hmm. Tonga Loa should have gone to NXT. I'm not even being mean. I'm calling facts. I mean, no offense to the guy. He botched his fucking debut, and then he's botched almost everything he's done after that. I mean, he injured himself in a botch.
I agree with the wrestling critic on the comments. Please, no more bloodline members. They're hardly doing anything with the remaining. I agree. Shout out to the wrestling critic.
Yeah.
Imagine Zilla playing one-on-one with Jacob when it comes to the past that those two have.
Yeah, and I want to say one final thing before we let BT Knight take us home with this first, the Men's Elimination Chamber. You brought up a good point, Mr. Blood, how you think, or you hope that all the competitors turn on Logan Paul during the Elimination Chamber, but I think Logan Paul is the only babyface in this match, but you got Drew McIntyre in there.
And then
are you smoking? Because it ain't nicotine.
Wait, what did I say?
You said he's the only baby face in the match. No.
Logan Paul. Logan Paul is the only heel. My bad. But we have Drew McIntyre.
Yeah, you've been drinking tonight.
No, not tonight.
In Drew's mind, Drew's the face.
Yeah.
So.
I'm still this weekend though. What's up, Tommy?
I said, but only. In McIntyre's mind, is he the
pick? Yeah.
Yeah. All right, BT, let's go with you. Thank you for patiently waiting. What are your predictions for the Men's Elimination Chamber?
All right. Well, first off, happy to be here. Second off, what's up, YouTube? Here's my beautiful face. Always wanted to say that.
From Dan Under.
Anyway, like Mr. Blood said, this is going to be a stacked fucking Elimination Chamber match. I'm just a bit worried about who's going to be eliminated first. I know it's going to be either Logan or Damian, or it could be Drew. It's got to be one of those three, because we know for a fact that Seth, Punk, and Cena are guaranteed members to be in the final four. But choosing between Drew, Damian, and Logan in particular is very difficult. So that's one thing I'm a little bit concerned about. Apart from who's winning.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No. Oh, no. He left us with a cliffhanger.
Find out next time on the
Snowden. He just cliffhung the shit out of us. BT, are you back? Are you back, BT?
Are we good? Are we good?
Are we?
Yeah. You cliff hung the shit out of us. You blue balled us, bro. You went, as for who's winning, black screen.
Yeah. My fucking alarm went off. I've been having a fucked up sleep routine. Give me a second. It's another one's
going to
go off in about 10 minutes. Give me
Do not disturb.
And there he
goes. I got blue balled, bro.
How do you guys think he's gonna pick?
Off my-
I probably, think he's picking Cena.
Probably Punk.
It's got to be either Cena or Punk.
Shout out to Kimberly Carroll. Thank you for all your likes. All right. Kimberly Carroll.
I just wanted to make sure that the microphone wasn't fucking up or anything. All right. Since your Bluetooth headphones cut in on me. Okay. Anyway, as for the winner, I want Cena to win, right? But I had a bit of a weird conspiracy theory that they were going to open the show with the men's elimination chamber. And here's why. It's just a fantasy booking thing, right? It ties in to the Cody and Rock segment of will Cody sell his soul to the Rock.
What does that have to do with the men's chamber?
Now, this is just fantasy booking, and I know it's not going to happen, right? But what if Cody was to sell his soul? Just think of it, right? Rock comes out, does his normal fucking bullshit thing for 30 fucking minutes in a 15-minute promo that should take 5 to 10 fucking minutes.
Repeating the same line 5 times.
Yes, exactly. Like I've said, it took an hour to get through a 30-minute promo. That's how bad that shit was. So anyway, does this thing, and then fucking finally gets to the point, and he's like, do you have a decision? And then John Cena's music hits, because that's who I want to win the chamber, right? After a hard-fought fucking chamber fight, he comes out of nowhere, all battered up and bruised, and says, and tries to convince him, don't fucking do it. Because this is fucking John Cena we're talking about. Like everybody fucking loves John Cena, right? But the fans also love Cody. And John, seeing how much people love Cody, is like a really good crowd connection sort of thing. You know what I mean? So Cody, for that split second, says, damn it, it made sense in my head. God damn it. It was like, I don't know how to phrase it. He's like, he fucking says, let's just say he says nothing, right? He just stands there looking like he's about to cry tears again. And everybody's like, oh, great, here we go. Bullshit, baby, Cody Rhodes again. And then all of a sudden, he low blows John Cena. Fucking hits a pedigree on John in reference to Triple H, and Cody and Rock are standing tall, and Cody has officially gone homeland of Cody Rhodes, but not before doing more work on John Cena. I want to see this man destroyed. He needs to be put through steps. He needs to be put through barricades, busted open with a fucking steel chair. He needs a fucking kendo stick up his ass.
Okay.
Fucking anything. Fucking anything.
All right. I got a counter to that. The men's elimination chamber goes first. Let's say Cena wins. Cody's and Rock segment comes right before the women's. So it's the second to last segment on the show, segment match. Cody doesn't have an answer, and The Rock goes, no. That's all right. The Rock doesn't need an answer right now. In fact, The Rock, shut your fucking mouth. I'll slap the syphilis off your lips.
We're not even there yet. Can we actually save it till we get to that segment? Because I feel like we're getting off topic here. BT, you got John Cena to win the men's elimination chamber, right? Because that's what we're talking about here right now. Okay.
Yes.
John Cena. Yes. I have one last question for you guys before we move on. And now that it seems like you guys really want to talk about The Rock and Cody, we'll talk about that next. But my final question, when it comes to the men's elimination chamber, do you guys think Roman Reigns is going to show up to cause Seth Rollins' elimination chamber?
No.
No.
Why not?
Because he's constantly trying to bury that baggage. If he fires the first shot, he's setting himself up to have to be entangled with it all again.
Meaning, like, what? What do you mean?
The last time Roman exercised his demons, it cost him his championship. Why purposefully go out of your way to screw Seth over now? Seth hasn't touched you in a year. So
he stomped his head in the steel steps.
That's right, the Rumble. Okay, so look at this one. But that was different. They were in a match. And even though they got it was during elimination.
The match was
even though during elimination. I mean, you're not wrong. If Roman comes in and screws over Seth, it sets it up. It does make sense. Now that I think about it, you are correct. I put my foot in my mouth there. But it does make sense. Because if Roman comes in to screw Seth, maybe that's the one-on-one. But then you'd have to sit there and think, well, Punk's not going to waste his favor on to get in the middle of their feud, is he?
It wasn't just Roman that Seth stomped. It was also Punk.
So maybe the favor, maybe he goes, fuck the championship. If John wins it, fuck the title. I want revenge. My favor to you, Heyman, get me in this match, Paul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think because WrestleMania is also, I feel like it's right around the corner. It's less than 2 months away.
So 54 days.
Yeah, so.
A month and a half.
Yeah, so Roman Reigns, if he's going to be in that WrestleMania card, which I'm pretty sure he is, I think we'll be seeing Roman Reigns really, really soon, and hopefully it's this weekend. I think that'd be dope.
I mean, great way to get people talking going into Mania.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens with the men's elimination chamber. All right, BT kind of got us started on this whole thing with The Rock and Cody Rhodes. The Rock showed up on Friday Night SmackDown, and he had an interesting offer to give Cody Rhodes, ask Cody Rhodes to be The Rock's champion. And then proceeded by saying some weird ass shit, talking about he wants Cody's soul.
Thought he was fucking Shang Tsung from fucking Mortal Kombat. What in the Mortal Kombat bullshit are we talking about here?
I mean, I think it's obvious that I think it's just like another version of like a corporate champion. But since they already did that countless times, they're not. Calling it that, they're kind of going like in a different direction, but it's pretty much the same idea, is it not?
Yeah.
I mean, let me take it first because I was still on a thought when you're ready.
Go ahead.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you ready? All right, so
wait. Let's say wait. Okay, now I'm ready.
Can you do it?
Okay. So all right, so piggybacking off of what BT was saying, let me set the scenario. The chamber match goes first. Okay, the men's goes first. Okay, Tina wins. Okay? We get the Cody Rock segment, second to last of the show. Segment, then women's elimination chamber to end the show. Cody comes out to talk to him. Cody goes, I'm not sure if I have an answer for you. The Rock's going to cut him off. No. Don't worry, Cody. Don't worry. I have something else to say to you. Hey, shut your mouth or I'll slap the herpes off your lips. The Rock says, shut your mouth and know your damn role. All right, listen, Cody. It's okay. If you don't want to sell me your soul, if you don't want to be my champion, that's all right. Because I found another one. Cena comes out. He looks at The Rock. He looks at Cody. Cody, I respect everything you've done for this business, but I need to be the 17-time world champion by any means necessary. And he turns around, he shakes hands with the Rock, looks at Cody, and says, hey, it's what's best for business. And The Rock pushes John out of the way, rock bottom to Cody Rhodes. John looks conflicted, backs up in the corner, doesn't want to help him attack Cody, but it goes off with Cody on the ground, John Cena dejected in the corner because he knows he's complicit in this, even though he didn't put his hands on Cody, but he knows it's what he has to do so he can end his career with the way he wants to. I want to win 17 so I can shake hands with the one who wins 18.
Wow.
The Rock and John Cena win. So, with Cena teetering on heel but resisting the urge, The Rock is trying to puppeteer Cena to be his corporate champion. And here's the kicker. John has always been a company guy.
And yeah. Love, this is what I will do for you. There's that, my boy.
Yeah.
All right, talk
soon. Motherfucker, that's what you call stirring the fucking pot. Come on, brother.
It's not okay. My fault. My room is fucking tiny, okay?
Okay. So, Rob comes out, introduces, like, say, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your undisputed WWE Universal Champion, all that bullshit, right? So, Cody comes out, and Rock repeats the same 5 lines over and over again.
Oh, you!
And then someone in the crowd makes him mad. And then he finally gets to the point. Do you have an answer? Cody hesitates, but in the crowd... Actually, no. I take this back. Every single one of Cody's closest friends that he's made ever since he came back, Seth, Jay, Priest, Orton, all those other people, they come out and like saying, Cody, don't do it. We don't want to see you become into this Seth Rollins or this corporate Seth Rollins wannabe. Even though he's standing right out there. So Cody doesn't do it and he hits Rock with a pedigree.
All right. Tommy?
Mike, so,
did you go already? No, huh?
No, I didn't. Okay, so, BT, you said, what if Cena comes out? After tonight, I have a different person in mind to try and
Tommy, take it. I know where you're going.
After tonight, all of this happens. He's just about to give the answer. And all of a sudden, we hear, burn it down!
The ultimate heel turn.
To try and stop Cody from fully doing it.
Oh, thank God. I thought you were talking about Seth partnering up with The Rock. I was like, yeah, that was a speech you gave tonight.
After tonight,
not after that hell of a promo we cut tonight. I hope not.
King to stop you from making the same mistakes I did all those years ago. If Seth comes out during this, it is going to be to attempt to stop Cody from actually doing it.
Damn, see, this
what
is
what if a Roman thing. Comes out? What if Roman comes out? Think about it.
If Roman comes out, he's been cousin.
He let the family down. Roman let the family down at Mania. The Rock's his cousin. What if Roman comes out and saying, and he looks at The Rock and he's just like, you're choosing him over me? I'm your blood. Yeah, well, you'll also fail. That could set up Rock and Roman.
Yeah.
But Rock isn't working WrestleMania, or he's not supposed to be.
But it could set him up for down the line. I mean, we booked John Cena versus Rock 2 years in advance, remember?
It could set up for the Mania that The Rock literally just announced.
By the way, keep in mind, they did just report today. It looks like The Rock's schedule quite possibly opened up around Mania this year. They just reported that today. It looks like he might actually be free for Mania this year.
Well, that kind of sets up my prediction, because I have a feeling that Cody Rhodes, he's not going to go for it. I know everyone wants to see Cody turn heel. They want to see Homelander Cody, and they're just tired of Cody, and they want to see him do something different. But I don't think Cody's going to go for it, which is obviously going to piss off The Rock. And last year, The Rock tried to sabotage Cody Rhodes, you know? And I think this year, The Rock is going to insert himself again in the WrestleMania main event, try to screw Cody in one way, shape, or form. You know, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if The Rock went as far as to even put himself in the match somehow, like even like as a special guest referee. Or something crazy like that, you know?
Oh.
All right. You don't want to be my corporate champion? All right. Then your match versus John Cena is gonna have a special stipulation, because last year there was a stipulation. The War Games tag team match. from night one, you know? So they'll maybe do something like that, something similar, to try to put Cody in like a very, very bad
situation. Oh my God, Snug. I love that.
Yeah.
Cody versus John Cena, special guest referee, The Rock.
Yeah.
Because
I don't think Cody's going to go for it.
Here's my money.
Yeah, I don't think Cody's going to go for it. I'm pretty sure he's going to end up pissing off The Rock some way, shape, or form, and The Rock is going to try to.
And The Rock is vindictive. Yeah. The Rock's vindictive. The Rock's got history with Cody. But he's got history with John. Impartial? I don't fucking think so.
Yeah, so
bro, that would be epic.
Yeah, Doug. So that's what I'm hoping for at the Chamber. Either way, man, people are pissed off. They were kind of upset, like, oh, The Rock is going to take over the Elimination Chamber too. So what? So fucking what? Let him.
Watch the damn show.
Now we have something else to look forward to other than the matches.
More wrinkles. That's what's good about the story. Just keep giving us more wrinkles, more left turns, and then swerve it to the right. It's good.
Yeah.
The Rock might, you know, meander through his shit, but when he shows up, shit goes down on a PLE.
Yeah.
Unless it's, you know, when he comes up to do this. Other than that, if it's a segment with the face of the fucking company, this segment is going to have repercussions of some kind.
There is
and you need to see it.
Why I thought Seth coming out is a possibility for happening. And it's the fact that Seth flat out told Cody today, the fact that you didn't just slap him across the face hurts me.
It's a slap in my
face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I like this
Cody,
one too.
I don't want to hate you.
I like this comment here. First, shout out to Edward says, thank you for all you do. Edward, he joins us all the time, so shout out to him. And also, Dark Spider, Sean Harmon, Rock screws Cena out of his spot after Cena wins the chamber. That would be wild.
And inserts himself.
Yeah.
What if the Rock inserted himself?
That would be shitty. I would not be down for that.
With the fact that Cena announced his retirement, he said that he will be competing at WrestleMania. Yeah. So if Rock takes his spot, where do you put Cena?
Yeah.
I mean, we keep forgetting that it's so possible that this title match at Mania could be a multi-man match.
Yeah.
It doesn't, no one says it has to be one-on-one. Could you imagine Cena versus Cody versus Roman versus Seth? Special guest referee The Rock? Like, there's so many fucking combinations here. That's what's so awesome about this shit. There's too many avenues we can take in 54 fucking days. Who's to say we can't get a little bit of everything we said tonight?
A billion times better than Vince's.
Yes,
people say wrestling
because Triple H books like he's making a spider web. There's no one way onto the web, and there's certainly not one way to get stuck because there's about 1,000 ways out. But once you're in the web, you got a million places to roll. But the thing is, you're still in the web. That's what's awesome about this. It could be a little bit of everything we've all said tonight at Mania. It could be Seth versus Cody, Cody versus Seth, Cody versus CM Punk, Cody versus John, Cody versus fucking The Rock. It could also be all at the same time.
Dark Spider again with another good comment says Cena versus Rock.
Not three, please. Not one on one.
I'm not a C3.
We don't need to see Cena and Rock.
I mean,
it's it was supposed to be once in a lifetime, and that was a lie.
So
yeah,
Drew McIntyre does end up being at Mania. And I'm just gonna put it out there, that's a big if, because I don't think it's gonna happen. I hope he doesn't wear those fucking white shit that he wore last year.
He wears the same thing.
I mean, Drew, I think Drew's going to be going up against Damian at Mania.
Because I can't remember what match it was, but there was one point where he was wearing, like, fucking white tights or some shit like that, and I'm like, no!
He used to wear those back in the day when he first started. He was wearing the white tights with the blue crosses on the sides of his hips. Yeah. But I'm waiting for fucking Broken Dreams to come back.
Oh, yeah.
I want this fire burns to come back for CM Punk.
Sorry, man. This is called personality. It's my ringtone. I disagree.
Oh, come on.
Idiot.
I love fire burns.
Even
kill switch engage is great, but we're talking about living color here.
Come on, bro.
There are two that people go to when it comes to bringing back their old themes, and it's McIntyre and Sheamus.
I miss Sheamus' old. It's a shameful thing. Lost their heads. Carlos, man, you could wind up dead. That was a great thing.
It's fight night!
All right, Chuck. What's your thoughts on this thing with Cody and Rock before we move forward?
It's going to be awesome. And also, they are not renewing their contract with Death Rebel.
Oh, thank God. Blessings. Blessings from the wrestling gods. We need to get these fuckers gone. Jesus
Christ. Bring back Jim Johnston.
I think the
segment's going to be awesome. I'm excited because it could go, honestly, any of like seven ways. So I think it's going to be a wait and see. Bated breath, and we're gonna be there for the ride, man. It's gonna be some great fucking content once it's over.
Then we got the women's chamber, Kevin Owens versus Sammy, and the tag team match.
That's my reaction to the women's chamber.
And also Tiffany Stratton and Trish Stratus versus Nia Jax and Candice LeRae. Which one do you guys want to talk about next? All right,
whatever you want.
We get it. We get it, BT.
We get it. You don't like Liv Morgan.
Let's get the women's tag out of the way.
Women's all tag right. Match: Tiffany Stratton versus and Trish Stratus versus Nia Jax and Candice LeRae.
Yeah, I'll be quick on this because I'll be quick on this. I think this is the least cared for match on the show. Only reason Trish is there is because it's Canada. Other than that. Yeah. The baby faces go over, don't care one way or another about Candice LeRae and Nia Jax winning. I don't honestly care if Tiffany and Trish win, but I guarantee they're going to give Trish a win since she lost her last match that she was here, and they're not going to have her lose a feel-good match in Canada, I feel. So it's going to be a fine match, but it'll be over within 9 to 10 minutes. And my thoughts is it'll be good. It'll be fine.
Not only that, Tiffany Stratton has to look good before her match at WrestleMania versus Charlotte.
Exactly. Yeah. So putting her here is honestly probably just keeping her safe up until Mania, so there's nothing that can happen, and they're going to have her win to keep her strong in her momentum. Other than that, this match is only there to serve Trish Stratus' hometown pop and get Tiffy some momentum. That's it. This is all this match here for, and it honestly doesn't need to be here.
Well, I mean, you want to have your new women's champion who's over is over, like Tiffany Stratton, on the card too, so.
I get that, Snug. But I feel the exact same way that I did with Isla Dawn when they went over to Scotland or Ireland or wherever the fuck she's from. I felt the exact same way with her. They only put her on the card specifically to please that. That's literally it, and it's the exact same thing with Trish Stratus. She's only there to please the fans from Canada.
Well, yeah,
She's there to pop a rating. That's about it.
Yeah, I mean, for better or for worse, people have always loved Trish Stratus, so it's
love her to death.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a way to get more eyes on the product, you know? The Rock is going to be here, you know?
I mean, love her to death, but if they wanted her at the show, they could have just had her host, you know?
Yeah.
Why take up an extra time slot? Yeah, why take up an extra match? That could have gone to a couple other people who might have needed it. Maybe give some other people who are full-timers some time.
All right, BT, I know you're not a fan of this match, but let's get a real straight answer from you. Let's hear your predictions for this tag team match.
All right, so Tiffy time and Trishy time, cringy as fuck, versus Nia Jax and Candice LeRae.
Versus there's only one me and you need to go the fuck away.
Trish and Tiffy win. It's going to be a fun match for Canada and Elimination Chamber purposes. But me personally, I'm just going to be... Yeah, but all right. Anyway, Tiffany and Trish are winning.
Toxic?
I don't know why, but... Every time we get a tag match at the Royal Rumble or Elimination Chamber, I just don't care for it.
Any tag match regardless.
Any tag match regardless. Like at the Royal Rumble this year, Motor City versus DIY, I don't give a shit about it. Yeah. But if I do have to pick one, I'm going Tiffy and Trish. Because why make Tiffany lose right before WrestleMania?
True.
Come on.
That this is going to be the most predictable match of the night.
Exactly.
Facts.
Every time we say that, the opposite ends up happening. All right, so I think we all agree that Tiffany Stratton and Trish Stratus are going over on this tag team match.
And then we don't.
Tiffany and Trish versus my patience. So,
all right, yeah. Let's go. Do you guys want to do Women's Chamber or Kevin Owens or Sami Zayn?
Ooh, Kevin Sami. Kevin Sami.
All right.
Oh, and there goes BT.
disappeared.
He'll join back.
Yeah, BT disappeared, and Tommy, you're breaking up a lot, my boy.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Am I breaking anybody else?
No, not for me.
Just every maybe few words, but it's only for a split second.
Ah.
All right. What happened?
Yeah, let's do Kevin Sammy.
All right. We saw more promos tonight for Sami Zayn revealed after that creepy ass video package that we saw on Friday Night SmackDown when Kevin Owens showed up to Sami Zayn's house. Sami Zayn revealed tonight that he showed up to Kevin Owens' house, but Kevin Owens was not home, but Kevin Owens' grandma was home.
And his mother.
Mom or something like that.
Yeah, so, it was his mom.
I really enjoyed the story that they're telling here with Sami Zayn, man. His promo and his acting, like, I really believe everything that Sami Zayn was saying in this interview. His eyes were getting all watery, his facial expressions. And basically, he was saying that of all the different times that they fought each other, this time it's different. This time, there's, like, no coming back from this, so... And that's what I want to hear when it's a rematch, especially a rematch from a couple guys that have fought so many fucking times. But somehow these two have managed to make it interesting and make it feel different. And I'm really looking forward to this, but I still want to see Kevin Owens beat Sami Zayn.
It's a testament to their ability to tell stories together. Honestly... And I couldn't agree with more of you. I thought a lot of the promo work tonight for Raw was exceptional and great in setting up what's to come at the Chamber. I thought Rollins was peak performance tonight. I thought Sammy's promo was beautifully done. You know, talking about how, you know, just interacting with his mother and he couldn't look himself in the mirror because he didn't recognize the guy staring back at him. He's like, this is not who I am. This is what Kevin has turned me into through my anger and my pain and my dejection from the situation. And it just makes me feel for Sammy so much more. And it's going to hurt so much more when Kevin does win, because I think Kevin is going to win. And I think that Sammy, I was already sold on this match when they first announced it. Then Kevin's different promos, car promos, you know, sold me again. But then the one he did last week, you know, I was like, damn, he's like, you know, like if like they're obviously they're performing, but it really feels like two friends who have hurt each other past the point of repair. And I think that's why, as far as this weekend goes, the show, this is going to be the most emotional, most story driven match because they have the longest history out of anybody else in opposition on this card. And I think Sammy pushed it over that edge. And I think whatever promo we get from Kevin on Friday is going to be that nice little cherry on top of Sammy's beautiful bow. And then Saturday, they're going to beat each other half to death. There needs to be color. I want to see color. I want to see blood. This is a blood feud at this point. I need to see blood. I need to be visceral, violent. I need to see Kevin do exactly what Sammy did to him, where he maybe hits him with a stunner, hits him with another stunner, picks him up, and Sammy's just leaning on him. And Kevin just holds him and does what Sammy did to him the last time. Package pile driver. 1, 2, 3, Kevin wins.
All right, let's go with you, Tommy.
I wore this jersey for a very specific reason. And this reason is why. Because it is very clear that when it comes to blood, it is going to be so much worse than that one match between Punk and...
Oh, wow.
And,
Drew.
And McIntyre was. But there's a reason why I wore this, because this is going to be full-blown truth. It's going to be a damn hockey fight. I guarantee it. It's a hockey fight, and it is going to be brutal. when it happens. And it is either going to end with a package pile driver into a pin, or it's going to end by one of them just getting full blown knocked the fuck out because both of them are pissed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be crazy. Toxic and then BT.
I still want Sammy to win this, even though it makes sense for Kevin to, because they need to tie it up or like break the tie. But one thing I do want to see this match end with is the three dangerous letters of all of sports entertainment.
R-K-O.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Still gonna factor him in.
Yeah. All right, BT.
If Sammy does win, it'll be because of Randy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so Kevin versus Sammy. I'm still a little bit torn on who I personally want to win this feud. But having this match at Elimination Chamber simply because it's in Canada felt a little bit of a ripoff to me. I don't know why, but this is a WrestleMania worthy match. Like, and with the segments and the promos that they cut, it is full blown fucking proof of that. But for some reason, oh no, they're just in Canada, so we're going to put it at the Elimination Chamber, because we also need to factor in that a bigger star in Randy Orton needs to come back because he's interjected in the feud with Kevin Owens. You could have at least saved it for like a 4-month build until SummerSlam after, because it happens to every single one of these fucking big ass rivalries. Like, we've seen this shit before. And it fucking got to me. But as for this match, I don't care who wins. There needs to be blood because it is personal. And I'm going to have a lot of fun watching it. So I don't care who wins, but those are my thoughts.
Yeah, I actually agree with you, BT. I thought for sure we were going to get this match at WrestleMania. But this already feels like a big blow-off match for these two. Like, there's no way that they have another match at WrestleMania, because how do you top this? Like, how are you going to be able to top
exactly? And match? I know, Mr. Blood wants to say something, but I gotta quickly. It just feels like it's a fucking ripoff. You know what I mean? Because they have proven with this build-up. And the match that's going to take place at Elimination Chamber is a WrestleMania-worthy match.
Now, I am glad that we're going to get it sooner than WrestleMania. I am glad about that. But it's going to be interesting how this ends up. I'm interested to see what's going to happen, because I don't think someone is going to get written off. Someone is going to miss WrestleMania. I don't know if it's Kevin Owens or if it's Sami Zayn, but one of them is not going to WrestleMania. I can guarantee that.
The Randy Orton.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Blood. Yeah,
the face got, Mr. Blood was making.
You got the room's attention now, Mr. Blood. Go ahead.
I just had to get that point across, though.
I had two thoughts that just banged into my head that I thought, what if we're wrong? What if we're wrong? Think about it. Because you have to understand something. If Sammy wins, he only wins because Randy helped him. That sets up Kevin versus Randy at Mania, leaving Sammy with nothing to do at Mania.
Damn, you got no faith in Sammy, huh? That's the only way Sammy's going to beat Kevin?
But because of that very thought, I had another. What if nobody wins? Double
exactly.
Knockdown. They're both unable to reach their feet. There cannot be any pin. It's unsanctioned. So it gets thrown out and they're both carded out. That's a rubber match, because if they're both 1-1 and they both lose, they're now 2-2.
Yeah, okay.
That sets them up for 1-on-1 for the full blown rubber match at Mania. But at Mania, it's another no DQ.
Again.
And when Kevin's gonna go too far, I hear voices in my head. They count for me. They understand. They count to me. Randy comes back, and that's going to set up the feud between Kevin and Randy for post-Mania season. Because what's the pay-per-view after WrestleMania called, gentlemen?
Backlash.
Backlash.
That's what I said.
They better find a fire fucking crowd for Backlash this year. Because for 2 years in a fucking row, we have had back-to-back amazing crowds for Backlash.
Because Randy doesn't have to get involved until after Mania. He doesn't have to have that. Hey, him and Kevin is not a Mania level feud. It can set them up for their feuds leading into the summer. But Backlash is the perfect pay-per-view for them because it's in the name. This is payback. It's my Backlash.
Blood, here's the
thing. I think no one wins. I think no one wins Saturday.
So here's the thing,
Rubber Blood. Match.
You completely have been forgetting about something, and that is the fact that what you just said is exactly what we've been talking about the entire fucking time. Is that no one wins this one, and then their next match, it's gotta be Kevin.
I agree. Kevin still should win the feud.
Yeah, Kevin should win, man. But again, you guys remember this is no sanction, which means these guys are going to destroy each other. It's kind of hard for me to believe that.
Finally,
I want to see a hockey stick. I want to see a hockey stick get used as a weapon.
We probably won't see that.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing, though. If they do go with this, right, nobody wins. It's not going to top the WrestleMania. What happens at WrestleMania? It's not going to top what happens at fucking Elimination Chamber. It's not.
That's not true. It's Cody and Kevin. They'll find a way to top it. They're indie darlings at heart. There's always a way to top it.
No, there isn't, Mr. Blair. There's definitely.
But there is. But
if Randy Orton doesn't make a fucking appearance,
there's a ceiling.
I'm just saying.
There's a ceiling in the WWE as to like how much craziness they can get away with.
What if this is the match that Triple H finally decides to bring back his signature weapon?
Triple H? He's not in the match.
But he is the one behind booking it and all of that. What if this is the match that Triple H finally decides to go, oh, you know how Vince banned my sledgehammer? Yeah, let's have y'all use that on each other.
Damn, y'all are wilding tonight.
What about a 3 Stages of Hell match?
What about it?
One stage for every time that they've done this.
Oh.
You guys, we're not talking about fucking AEW here, all right? Motherfuckers, get up.
AEW? Fucking 3 Stages of Hell is a WWE stipulation.
No, but listen, like, these guys, we just...
hasn't been used in years.
We just established that this is a non-sanctioned match. That Randy Orton, Sami Zayn, all these people have been taken out after taking pile drivers. But you guys, like, want... Like, they're going to destroy each other at Elimination Chamber and WrestleMania. They're going to have fucking back-to-back no DQ matches. Like, that's crazy to me.
What at the end?
Well, why not? If nobody wins, we got to settle this somehow. We're equals. They're both equally good. They cancel each other out. So, if we can't beat each other here, and we know Sammy is not his 100%, you need the match where Sammy's at 100 and Kevin's at 100, and the best man fucking must win. There must be a winner, whether it's 2 out of 3 falls, 3 Stages of Hell, something. But there has to be a winner.
Saturday, not only does Randy come back and get involved in the middle. But what if, because people seem to forget about this moment, those two aren't the only one that he's pile-drived?
Tommy, let me get this straight. Hold on, Tommy. You're basically, what I'm hearing is you're thinking that Cody could get involved.
Cody has nothing to do other than that one segment with Rock.
No, but like you're saying, Randy isn't the only one that Kevin Owens has pile-drived.
By pile-driving Kevin.
Oh, I'll shut up.
All right, well, I don't think, I think this is going to be the big blow-off match between Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, but we'll see what happens. Right. Let's move on to the final match. Now, we're going over all of the matches on the card, not in the order. I don't know if the Women's Elimination Chamber is going to be the main event.
For all we know, this could be the order.
But it's very possible. Okay. It's very possible. And I know, BT, you made your feelings really clear about this match. You're not really a fan of this. However, I think it's really interesting the fact that Rhea Ripley is going to defend her title after the Elimination Chamber on Monday Night Raw versus Io Sky. And obviously, the winner of the Women's Elimination Chamber determines who is going to face Rhea Ripley, question mark, at WrestleMania, because there's a possibility that it might not be Rhea Ripley. So you throw that in the mix there, and I think we have a potential for some more. That kind of, it's like kind of what Mr. Blood and what we're all saying, how they're trying to make it like more and more unpredictable, it seems like, right?
Yeah.
So I think with that little bit, I'm a little bit interested to see how this is going to play out, because we have Roxanne, we have Bayley, we have Bianca, we have Naomi, we have Liv Morgan and Alexa, and let's not forget all of the drama they've been building up lately about Jade Cargill, who attacked Jade Cargill, and I think at Elimination Chamber, I think we're going to find out exactly who that was. With all that being said, Roxanne is fairly new. Bayley has been feuding with Roxanne, so I think we've also seen Liv Morgan. We've also seen Liv Morgan. Hold on, Tommy.
And Naomi.
We've also seen Liv Morgan versus Rhea Ripley. That's, I don't think we need to revisit that at WrestleMania, so I'm going to go with Alexa. Now go ahead, Tommy. What were you saying?
So I've got three in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them I would find interesting to see how it happens. But the three I've got in mind is Alexa, Bianca, and Naomi. Bianca, there is a big reason why, because what people forget is the fact that she's still undefeated at Mania.
Fair point.
But Roxanne is definitely out of the question for me. She's fairly new. She's technically still in NXT, so that's not happening. But what's going to be fun to watch is to see if Raquel tries to find a way to get involved somehow. Because Liv is trapped in there with the two people that think she is the one that went after Jade.
And keep in mind, they just took Bianca and Naomi's tag titles, so that'll add something in.
So, with the fact that Liv is trapped in that cage alone with those two, no Raquel, they're going to beat Liv.
Also, the fact that we have new women's tag team champions leads me to believe that they're going to turn each other at the chamber, Bianca and Naomi. But let's go with Tommy, then Mr. Blood, and then BT. I mean, I'm sorry, fuck. Toxic, Mr. Blood, and then BT.
How in the world did you get up with Toxic?
You guys' name starts with T-O.
And you're both white guys with glasses.
I mean, I wasn't going to say that, but yeah.
Racism. Go racism. Toxic.
But one of us is blonde. Okay. The other one has brown hair.
Anyway.
So.
Okay.
Silencio.
Silencio.
shut up. Shut up. I have three pigs. Three pigs. Snug, I don't give a shit what you say about this one. I have Naomi. Last year I had her because she just returned, and it would make sense to have a returning superstar go back to being up where they were when they left. So it made sense, but now it doesn't. And think about it. It could open up possibilities of Bianca turning on Naomi, Jade coming back and costing Naomi the title, and it's just the entire Jade, Naomi, Bianca thing. It just makes sense for that. My other pick is Bianca because she's undefeated at WrestleMania, and I just want to see her win the chamber. And then my other pick is Roxanne Perez because I find this an amazing way to bring her up to the main roster. Have her go to WrestleMania, go against Rhea Ripley, one of the most dominant women in the women's division today. And someone that's been in NXT and has been at the top of NXT for, what, two, three years? Something like that. So I find that an amazing way to bring Roxanne up to the main roster. Because think about it, the draft is straight after WrestleMania, like a week or two straight after WrestleMania. So she could get called up. So those are my picks.
All right, Mr. Okay. Blood and then BT.
All right, so this is where, because Becky is a non-factor now, which for a while we were all dead set that it had to be Becky versus Rhea to run it back. When Becky didn't show up at the Rumble, it threw that out the window and it really left it up in the air. Because my problem is that I've said for a while that I genuinely believe it was either Bianca out of jealousy or Naomi out of jealousy that took out Jade. It's one of them. It has to be. Because who benefited? Naomi benefited because as soon as Jade's out, she gets to come in and go, you need a tag partner to hold your titles? I'll help you. And it got her a championship. Then you have Bianca, who is standing there as the strong, proud black woman of WWE, that at one point the head of the division. And here comes the new girl, a strong black woman in the women's division. It's like the mega powers, Hogan and Macho. That jealousy. We're both equally good, equally over, equally loved, equally talented, but one of us has to be better than the other. So Bianca couldn't take her out. So when I say that, I don't think Bianca's winning because I think her story is going to be intertwined with whatever Jade's and Naomi's story at Mania is going to be. So I think that takes Bianca out. I don't see Alexa Bliss winning as much as I would love her to, because I don't think we're going to get a great, great classic Rhea Mania match if her opponent is Alexa. Alexa is a decent in-ring worker to the level of The Miz, but she's not a balls-to-the-walls fucking classic in-ring worker, you know? Then you have Roxanne Perez. In my opinion, in this match, she's probably the second most gifted because the first is Bayley. And I don't see Roxanne Perez winning this match to go on to face her at Mania. It's just too soon. And there are other people who've deserved it long before she did that are in this match. You could go for Bayley because Bayley did have a championship match last year. And Bayley and Rhea would have a fucking fire WrestleMania match. A horsewoman versus Rhea? Come on. That makes the most sense on paper if you want a great in-ring work match to rival every other match that's going to happen that weekend. Then you have Liv. which no one wants to see for the millionth time in 6 months. And I love Liv. I don't want to see that fucking match. Not again. It's too soon. You can give me that match in a year where I've forgotten about the other 12 we've had this last 6 months. So I think the person who makes the most sense is Bayley. Unless you do my third option, which is either Naomi or Bianca get taken out backstage before the chamber match starts and a mystery replacement is put in and it's Jade. But other than that, if that doesn't happen, I think exactly. I think it has to be Bayley. Because if I'm Triple H, if I'm Triple H, I want the craziest, best match I can get out of a championship match at the biggest show of them all. And if you're looking at everybody in that ring for that match, the best possible match that could get put on is inarguably Rhea versus Bayley.
All right, BT.
Oh, thank you for resurrecting me. I had to fucking stomach
as soon
hearing.
Keep the live hate to a minimum and make your
minimum. Points. Keep it down, BT.
All right. Only thing I'll say about Liv, get her the fuck out of there ASAP. Here's the thing. Women's wrestling on the main roster, boring as fuck. I don't care what anybody fucking tells me. The women's wrestling in NXT is 10 times more better than the shit they got on the main roster.
I will agree with
that. I'll give you that.
So, I don't give a fuck who wins this, but I am going to be cheering for my girl Roxanne. But I do have two people that I have in mind. First one, Roxanne, and the second one is Alexa. Alexa is just a thing that I just pulled out of my ass, so because I really don't give a fuck about this match. And I really don't want to see Bianca or Naomi winning it simply because there's a story that's tied in with Jade Cargill. Like, it doesn't need that. Like, that can breathe in its own right. So I want either Alexa or a long shot, Roxanne Perez to win the chamber. So those are my thoughts.
Yeah, I think one thing is for sure that we can all agree, it's not going to be Liv Morgan, especially because she just won the women's tag team titles with Raquel tonight on Monday Night Raw. So
don't even fucking
in a
get
great main event, by the way, in a great main event, I'd like to say, since we didn't do the Raw review, I just want to give all four women their fucking flowers. They got holy shit chance, and this is awesome chance. And if you're going to do a women tag match to close out a show, that's how you fucking do it. Those girls killed it tonight.
Yeah, it was a great main event.
I will definitely give them that.
Well, with that being said, you guys, that was the Elimination Chamber predictions. This weekend is going to be dope. And if you guys are down, maybe we can go over that show this weekend if you guys are available. We'll see what's up.
Saturday evening definitely should be, because the show's starting. I love that they're doing these actually much earlier, so you're not up till 11 o'clock at night. It feels like these PLEs are all starting in around 10 or 10:30. So if it ends at around then, I say, yeah, let's fucking do it. Because for me, when it ends on the East Coast, it'll be around 10. So I'm fine with that.
I was quietly freaking out because it was like, what, 12:30 by the time that main event ended?
Yeah, it's because at least Triple H knows how to book an actual cohesive, well-paced card. And he's not overstuffing shit just for the sake of overstuffing it. So I think that with these earlier PLEs, it's a lot easier to digest doing podcasts after and after reviews, because you're not ending it at 11:45 at night and then doing a review till 2 o'clock in the fucking morning on the East Coast. In Snug's case, it'd be closing in on 11 for him, and he's got a family too. So, you know, I think I'm down for Saturday after the show goes off.
Well, yeah, until, well, we also have Friday. We also have SmackDown, so that should be, I don't know. Do you guys think SmackDown is going to be any interesting? Because I feel like when it's the SmackDown lately, it's been feeling like the SmackDown before the PLE is kind of just like...
They've been kind of lackluster go-home shows on SmackDown. But SmackDown better put in its paces, because Raw just showed them how a go-home show should feel when it goes off the air. So SmackDown, I don't know what they'll do, what holding pattern they're in, but they turned it into a 3-hour show. So you gotta do something. I mean, we might get one final wrinkle before Saturday. Who knows? That's why I'm tuning in for SmackDown, because I'm waiting to see is there one last match being added? Is there something we don't know that can happen that could offset what's going to happen Saturday? Who's to say? But I agree with you.
I don't think we have another match added. I think we got 4 matches already, plus the Rock and Cody segment is probably going to be like 30 minutes, you know?
Like 30, because the Rock never gets to the fucking point.
But with that,
we'll take you here.
Thanks to everyone that was hanging out with us, commenting, listening, and we'll see you guys on Friday. Thanks, fellas. Have a good night.
Yeah.
Balls deep.
You and the fucking balls deep, I swear to God.
He can cut it out.
I don't even think
that's why I paused and waited.
And
what
is your catchphrase?
I don't even think it made it.
Before you got here, starting to wonder how in the world Raquel liked those fucking views that she got from Naomi tonight.
Oh my God.
Hey,
the views she got. How about the face full that freaking Liv got? She was up in Naomi's colon.
Hey, Tommy. Tommy.
What's up?
For audio purposes, next time sit closer to your phone, because you sound like a little bit far away.
Yeah, I'm not that far.
No, you're not? Okay.
Oh. No.
I can see into his belly button.
Small room.
All right. Well, right on, fellas. Thanks again. That was fun like always. I'll put this out tomorrow.
All right. I'll see you on the sales.
Yeah.
No, you don't.